New Delhi, India, the prime accused in a 200 rupees crore money laundering case, Sukesh Chandrasekhar, jailed con man, has written to Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinny Kumar Saxena regarding mental harassment and threats by Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain. Sukesh Chandrasekhar has alleged that the AAP leader was harassing him to withdraw complaints filed against him and others associated with them. Chandrasekhar, in his letter to the Lieutenant Governor, alleged that, "I have been severely threatened and harassed by Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal and Satyendra Jain, through the jail administration and their loyal jail staff. 1 month back when I was lodged in Jail 14, Mandoli, Satyendra Jain, deputed his confident staff, such as Rajendra, Superintendent and Jai Singh, Deputy Superintendent, to threaten me and to again start extorting me, but I was very firm that I would not succumb to their threats and pressure." Sukesh Chandrasekhar alleged that last week Jain had given him a final opportunity to accept their demands and to hand over all evidence against them in my possession to him. On December 31, Chandrasekhar received this message through Jail 14 Superintendent Rajkumar. He added that Jain offered him a seat in the Karnataka Assembly elections and sand mining contracts in Punjab in exchange for withdrawing all statements given to the high-powered committee and media, and asked him to hand over all the chats, screenshots and voice recordings against them. He, Jain, further warned that if I do not agree, then he will make sure I will be transferred from one jail to another in Mandoli and will be tortured and harassed in a way that I myself would be driven to a stage of committing suicide. I will face the same fate like Sushant Singh Rajput, and the case will be closed. And further, he gave me 48 hours, time to decide, or else prepare to face the music, Chandrasekhar alleged in his letter made available through his advocate Anant Malik. On January 7, Chandrasekhar alleged that he was transferred to Jail 13 from Jail 14 for no reason. This Jail 13 is a jail where heinous hardcore criminals and gangsters are lodged, comparatively to Jail 14 where I was previously lodged. The strength of Jail 14 was 250 and the strength of Jail 13 is 1600, he said. Chandrasekhar, in his letter, urged the LG to hand over the probe, investigation, in his case to a central agency, as he alleged that the matter is becoming serious and Kejriwal and mainly Jain are panicking and would go to any extent, and their real colors have to be exposed in public. In a statement, ED has said Chandrasekhar is a known con man. From the age of 17, he started cheating people by imposing himself as senior government official over calls. In 2007, even before he turned 18, he tried duping over 100 people on the pretext of getting their work done by the Bangalore Development Authority, by posing as a high-ranking bureaucrat. However, authorities succeeded in exposing him. Chandrasekhar is the mastermind of this fraud. He has been part of the crime world since the age of 17. He has multiple firs against him, the ED said about the 200 rupees crore extortion case. Delhi Police's Economic Offences Wing, ECO, had earlier registered an FIR against Chandrasekhar for allegedly duping the spouses of former promoters of Ranbaxy, Shivinder Singh and Malvinder Singh, of 200 crore rupees. There are over 20 other cases of extortion registered against the con man who operated a racket from inside his jail cell.